Before we go any further, I feel we need to take a moment to discuss the elephant in the room, which is my use of what I call God talk. Because in the interest of building bridges, I sure don't want to push away or turn off any of you who check the boxes for non-religious, humanist, or atheist, a group you could categorize as secular. Now, interestingly, the word secular specifically means separation of church and state. But the word can also, more generally, just mean non-religious. Which got me to wondering how many other religious words also have basically parallel secular meanings. So I did a little research. And I found that most of the words we strongly associate with religion do indeed also have a looser, but still very similar, secular definition. And I've compiled the definitions of a bunch of these words into a document you can check out for yourself, either by going to this internet link or by picking up a printed copy at our Born Again booth in our Circle of Heroes activist tent. As a matter of fact, in addition to this little dictionary, you will also find in the same document a bunch more notes and links related to all the song and drums we're sharing with you today, should you be so interested. Anyway, I also learned that if you remove from these definitions the idea of God as some supreme spiritual being who rules the world, what you're left with are words and ideas regarding what we humans believe are most important and most valuable to us, especially relating to what we deem is either right or wrong behavior. Words and ideas that elicit our most passionate feelings and inspire our most steadfast commitments to what we consider to be our highest principles. Words and ideas that express our deepest desires to live meaningful and purposeful lives. Words and ideas that call us to the uncommon lives we all crave. Now listen. I was raised a Christian, but long story short, it ultimately turned out not to be a big enough tent for me. I simply don't believe that any one religion holds a monopoly on truth and righteousness. And no matter which religion you think is the one and only right one, I also reject the idea that all the other religions are wrong or evil. But I totally buy into these two moral principles that I first learned as a kid in church so long ago. One. Love the Lord your God with all your might, which means to me profoundly respecting, admiring, and appreciating, as well as giving fierce and unwavering commitment to all that God is, which includes, among other things, ultimate truth and ultimate reality, pure and unconditional love, and everything that's good and right in the world, all put into action in 2, the golden rule. Treat others as you would have them treat you. Which means treating all creation, and that means all people and all other living beings, as well as Mother Earth herself and the entire universe, treating all creation with profound and genuine respect, kindness, empathy, fairness, and compassion, which comes from deeply understanding, or grokking, look it up, that all creation is precious and sacred. Yep, that's right. I'm no saint, but I am precious and sacred. And I'm willing to bet that you're no saint, but I know that you are nonetheless precious and sacred. Years ago, a good friend who knows me pretty well gave me a poster for Christmas, no less, that is music to my heart. Buddha was not a Buddhist. Jesus was not a Christian. Muhammad was not a Muslim. They were teachers who taught love. Love was their religion. Wow, that still rocks my soul. And for me, I don't care whether you believe God to be a heavenly father or mother, or whether you believe God to be consciousness expressed through all of creation, or whether you believe in God at all. All that matters to me is what each of us does with what I consider to be our sacred time and our sacred energy while we are here on earth in human form. And let me make it crystal clear. I believe that all our time and energy is sacred. So, as far as I'm concerned, feel free to throw out the idea of God as some sugar daddy in the sky. Throw out the man-made myths and rituals. Throw out all the man-made rules and regulations of all the religions, if that's what works for you. But please, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater just because I use the loaded language of God talk. Remember now, these religious words have matching secular meanings. So take what I say either way, or both, because I mean both simultaneously. Now, I realize that many of you have been horribly hurt by people, maybe even loved ones, who have weaponized their religion against you. And yes, we absolutely must acknowledge that there are far too many professed believers who tragically use their religion to choose winners and losers, and who personally judge who will go to heaven and who will burn in hell. But I happen to believe that there are far more people from all the religious traditions and from the spiritual communities and from the secular world, far more people who sincerely and even emphatically believe in honoring all people and all living beings, and who truly wish to be in compassionate communion with all. Which means there are far more people whose morality is firmly based on the golden rule. And bottom line, isn't this the common ground on which we can build beautiful bridges? So if you will graciously allow my double duty definitions, then my God talk can work as just such a bridge between these diverse approaches, religious, spiritual, and secular, to understanding the way our mind-boggling and awe-inspiring universe works, and how best we can work with our universe and with each other to create the miraculous changes we wish to see, first in ourselves and then ultimately throughout our whole wondrous world. Speaking of justice and peace, one of my biggest heroes, Martin Luther King Jr., once said, "If we are to have peace on earth, our loyalties must transcend our race, our tribe, our class, and our nation. And this means we must develop a world perspective." To which I would add, developing the world perspective that King envisioned will surely require us to do what I've been talking about, which is being ready and willing and able to tear down those ugly walls that separate the religious from the spiritual, from the secular. And then the challenging work of building beautiful bridges of unity will surely require all of us to surrender our egos to humility. Now, many people believe that humility is a horrible and, well, humiliating weakness. But on the contrary, I firmly believe that humility is one of our greatest strengths. For one of humility's greatest gifts is a soft and open heart with which to listen deeply. You gotta listen so deeply that you can feel my pain if you want me to hear you, want me to feel you understand, if you want me to trust you, want me to feel you care. You gotta listen so deeply that you can feel my pain. If you wanna move my heart, if you wanna build rapport, if you wanna move a mountain, if you wanna save a world, you gotta listen so deeply, so deeply, so deeply. You gotta listen so deeply that you can feel my pain. Another of humility's greatest gifts is a curious and open mind with which to forever explore the infinite unknown. Don't think we as a species know it all. Don't think we mere mortals have figured it all out. Keep an open mind about the myriad mysteries that abound in our universe beyond what we have yet discovered and explored up until now. Leave room for the unknown. Leave space for an infinity of magical and mystical possibilities. Just keep an open mind and heart. Please, just keep an open mind and heart. That's all. Then, yes, as we're haggling over all the logistical, cultural, political, and ethical dynamics surrounding all the possible solutions to the plethora of existential crises our beleaguered world is struggling with these days, we're definitely all Gonna need wide open hearts and wide open minds to build all the bridges we will need to transcend all our differences to form the mutually supportive communities we will require to manifest the miraculous win-win-win-win-win solutions we will create to clean up the gargantuan messes we humans have made before it's too late. But with humility's gracious gifts of tender compassion and transcendent imagination, oh, what a holy power we shall be!